Micah's Vine and Fig Tree Prophecy makes numerous references to Zion and the temple. The house of the Lord is the temple. Verse 1 of Micah 4 says, "In the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains." The mountain is a reference to Mount Zion. The house of the Lord is a reference to the temple. "Then the nations shall come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion." Now, I have to admit, I just haven't read enough premillennial literature to know how they handle this concept of a fulfillment in our day. 7 billion human beings on this planet. Really? They're all going to go to Jerusalem? How does that work logistically? And then down at the bottom of the passage, verse 7, God says that those who are weak and broken, he will strengthen, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion. Now, when Micah was prophesying 700 years before the birth of Christ, there was no way he could know everything that was, or everything that could be known about Jesus and how Jesus would be a Savior and a Messiah. When Isaiah spoke about a virgin conceiving in Isaiah 7:14, I don't know for sure, but I don't think that Isaiah actually understood about the virgin birth of Christ and the exact circumstances in a comprehensive and total way. They spoke in the language of their times, and they understood Mount Zion, they understood Jerusalem, and they communicated God's intentions in a way that were understandable to people who were living 700 years before Christ. But if you look at the New Testament, and especially the way it uses the word Zion, you learn quite a few new things. And in this section, I'd like to look at some of those verses, the way Zion is used in the New Testament. And I think it's pretty clear and surprising, in fact, in many ways. One of the most surprising verses is in Hebrews chapter 12, which draws a contrast between the mount, in this case, not necessarily Mount Zion, but the Mount Sinai, where Moses received communication from God in the Ten Commandments, and the church. And I think that's what Hebrews 12 is talking about. But notice the contrast between the two mountains. What Hebrews 12:22 says is that you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to the God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. This is a complete assault on the old Jerusalem, the old temple, the old system of bloodshed and sprinkling that existed under the old covenant. A completely new system, a new heavens and a new earth, is really, I think, what the New Testament is saying. The new Jerusalem in Revelation, the last couple of chapters, which almost everybody thinks of as a future event, the coming out of heaven of this city, New Jerusalem, is a past event. The heavenly Jerusalem has already been born, as it will. It has already, the foundation has already been laid, the cornerstone has already been laid, and our job now is to continue building this city. I think that's what the New Testament says all over the place, but Hebrews 12:22 is really clear that we have already come to Mount Zion. And here, it just does not mean what I think. I'm just speculating, but I think Micah, when he spoke about Mount Zion, about the mountain of the Lord and the house of the God of Jacob, he had no idea, really. He just didn't have any conception of what he was actually saying. And the Spirit makes clear when you compare the words of Micah with the words of the New Testament that the real Mount Zion and the real house of the Lord is the heavenly New Jerusalem. Completely different than the old Jerusalem because there is no temple, according to Revelation 22. There is no temple in the New Jerusalem. And it changes everything. And those of us who are believers are actually a part of that temple. We are a part of the New Jerusalem. And by building each other up and engage in obeying Christ's commands, which are sometimes called the works of mercy, but simple obedience to God's commands in a positive sense of engaging in acts of service and also a refusal to pick up the sword, to pick up the ballot and achieve salvation through political means. This is how the city of the New Jerusalem is grown. And this is how Micah's vine and fig tree prophecy is ultimately fulfilled. When Micah says all nations will stream, all the people will flow to the house of the Lord, to the mountain of the house of the Lord, what the Bible as a whole is teaching is not that 7 billion people will migrate to a piece of real estate in the Middle East. Mount Zion in the New Testament is the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, not the old Jerusalem, not the old house of the Lord, not the old Mount Zion.